This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So finally, after all these years, she comes out and gives you this response to the typical Air Force debunking of Roswell.
Yes. So I started visiting her at her home. I was working swing shift on patrol. I would change into civvies. She was a night owl. I went out and visited her in her home, and basically I got to hear about an amazing life story, which I would have wanted to hear even if it didn't have UFOs and aliens in it, but it turned out that it did. She had worked at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base before there was even an Air Force. She worked there three times between 1942 and 1952. She had a Q-level security clearance, and she worked on lots of top-secret projects in a very high-security environment. So all of these scientists and engineers who were consulted about the UFO question, they would talk freely in front of her because she had the same security clearance that they did. So she basically gave me an insider's view of how they saw the UFO issue as it was developing. Now, I would not describe her as a, except in a couple of areas, as being a direct witness to UFO crashes and the cover-up, but she's a really, really good corroborating witness because we can prove where she worked. And I took every part of her background that I could verify, and I eventually verified it. Obviously, there were certain points where she told me things that I can't prove or disprove, so you either accept them or you don't. Well, I managed on a few occasions. She gave me all of her personal papers. She allowed me to tape record her a few times. I had those interviews transcribed. They comprised the bulk of the book. I also talk about what I learned from her, the research, and that ended up becoming that book. That book is actually a product of my final promise to her because it turned out that her cancer was not quite as much in remission as she told me. And unfortunately, about a year after I got to know her well, she died. And the last time that I spoke to her, I said, "What do you want me to do, June?" She said, "Tell my story." So that's the title of the book, Tell My Story, June Crane, the Air Force, and UFOs. And I've included all of the anecdotes that she related to me.
Well, there's one I'm going to have to add to my library then. That sounds absolutely fascinating. Thanks for sharing that. This looks like an updated edition you've got here. Have you added some new stuff to the original? Or?
Yes, I did. And the reason that I did that, I deliberately did not include this in the first edition because I thought this is just going to cloud the issue. Along the way, after June got married, she ended up moving to Portland, Oregon. This is kind of a sad story, because it's sort of a story of women of that time period. June was very good at her job, and she kept getting promoted, and they offered her a career in what would have become the fledgling United States space program, because she was on board already when they were doing the early rocketry experiments. She talked to me about the Arrow B rocket, which was our first heavy lifter, that was based on the V-2. She knew all the players. She had been there. Well, she had married one of the security policemen, and his hitch was coming to an end, and he didn't want to stay. And I think he was probably jealous of June's success, and he told her that she would have to quit her job and leave. By that point, they had a son. So they ended up moving to Portland, Oregon. And on, I believe it was their 10th wedding anniversary, they'd been having trouble in their marriage, and they were trying to patch things up. and the husband went out front to put new license tabs on the car, and he was bent down over the license plate. Their young son was standing right there, and a drunk driver came around the corner, and the husband's last act was to shove the son out of the way before he was killed in between the two vehicles. And I proved that by going back in and finding the newspaper article that talks about the horrible accident that claimed her husband's life. You know, that's one of the many details she gave me.
Was she able to resume her work then back?
Well, no, she didn't go back there, but that leads to the rest of this. In 1975, she was with some friends in Portland, Oregon at a Halloween party, and they had a very vivid UFO sighting of a structured vehicle flying through the sky over the Columbia River by Portland, Oregon. And she described it to me in great length. In fact, she made a sketch of it. I did not include that in the original book because I thought, you know, that's not really what this is about. I was trying to tell her story when she was still associated with the Air Force. Well, in the interim, I investigated a case in Vancouver, Washington, that occurred in July of 2014, where an individual who works for one of the three-letter agencies of the United States government had an on-duty sighting of a metallic disc-shaped UFO flying over the Columbia River. Vancouver, of course, is right across the river from Portland, Oregon. And I'm speaking of Vancouver, Washington, not Vancouver, Canada.
Right.
I wanted to make that distinction. Not only was this individual extremely articulate and took a great risk in making this report, we were able to get some radar confirmation of an unknown vehicle, a vehicle that did not have a transponder going in the same area where he last saw the UFO. And what makes the story really remarkable is he's telling me, first off, very reluctantly, it took a while before he decided that he could trust me, and he's telling me about seeing a UFO about the size of a dime held at arm's length, metallic, going across the sky in the middle of the day on a clear day, and he could see the shadow underneath it. He could see that it tilted slightly. And then he says, but that's not the weird part. And obviously I said, well, what's the weird part? And he says, it got two-thirds of the way across the sky, and it looked like somebody drew a line in the air. And as this object crossed the line, you couldn't see it anymore. There was a blur, and then it was gone. So this individual is just seeing this. He's basically had his whole notion of what ought to be in the sky permanently shattered. And about that time, here comes an F-15 fighter plane flying very fast in the same direction going from south to north. And there are F-15 fighters on standby at the Portland International Airport from the Portland Air National Guard. And we were able to confirm the F-15 on radar as well. This is a great case.
Okay, but now, is it connected with June's sighting? Or
Only in that, after that case, I decided, you know, I bet June would have wanted me to include her own UFO sighting. So I did. I added it to the original book, and I made another chapter out of it, and I explained why I was including it. Because I thought, if an individual in a high position in our government can have a broad daylight UFO sighting of a structured unknown aerial vehicle in much the same area as June saw in 1975, I ought to include that. So I did, and that's the revision.
Yeah, before we go on, let's talk further about that book and other things, and also about the secret space program and the latest MUFON symposium with James Clarkson. I'm Gene Steinberg. We'd like you to check out the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com, where you'll have the After the Paracast podcast and so much other stuff. Check it out, plus.theparacast.com. Our guest co-host is J. Randall Murphy. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know, the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
I want to move to this here before we go on. Maybe we'll just disappear from the MUFON question after that. The symposium this year about the secret space program. Ouch.
Yes, ouch would be the word. I did not attend it myself. But I have heard multiple accounts since then, including one today, that was very telling. And I guess it started for me in, it really was best said by Robert Powell when he published his reason for resigning. know, because when you pick somebody, you pick a theme for your symposium, and you pick somebody who is the, you know, most well-known advocate for that particular theme, and you as an organization say, we are going to make you our main attraction, you know, you're kind of splitting hairs if you don't say that that's some form of an endorsement, because you basically said it's okay. And Robert Powell, he summed it up in two words, absolute hogwash.
Okay, yeah, sounds like something I could get behind there.
And the problem with the whole thing is, I guess it. When I was a policeman, one of my favorite prosecutors would lean up against the rail when he would do his closing arguments, and he would always say, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, don't leave your common sense at the door. And that's what's wrong with all of this. Is it possible that somebody could be whisked away by time travelers from the future and taken on some wild odyssey where they're battling reptilians on behalf of the Galactic Federation? And when they're all done, they're whisked back to moments after they were taken to begin with. That way nobody around them will ever know that they're gone. Is that possible? Well, I suppose.
I was thinking here it's kind of based on the Edgar Rice Burroughs story of John Carter of Mars.
Ooh,
where John Carter
sits
in a cave and he's taken psychically to Mars. In the movie, they use some kind of transportation device. But in the original book written and, I guess, published in 1911, he just sat there, wished himself to Mars and showed up on Mars. And then when he returns, he's back in his body on Earth. The only difference is there was no time distortion or anything. If he was gone for 5 years, the body would sit there for 5 years, I guess, in suspension. So it wasn't something where you go away for 20 years and you're 5 years old when you start, and when they return, you're 5 years old. But that's a common sci-fi gimmick. It's not unusual.
Yeah, sure it is.
And that's the problem with the whole thing. It's just a gimmick.
Sci-fi is pretty cool. I'm a sci-fi fan myself. I enjoy it. I actually didn't think the movie was too bad as far as sci-fi movies go, but I think we need to be able to separate fiction from fact when it comes to UFOs, and catalog it accordingly. It's not like UFOs aren't a part of ufology or fiction. Yes, UFOs are part of fiction and serious ufology, so let's just make sure we put it in the right perspective.
I have to say, from what I was told, there was another speaker at the symposium who made Corey Good seem pretty conservative. That was this gentleman named Andrew Basiago.
Oh, Andrew Basiago, yes.
Basiago, who's apparently running for president.
Well, you see, I don't want to get into the subject of that because that implies lots of things.
What disturbed me was the person who called me today, who I will also say is a member of MUFON, who called me from all the way across the country because he wanted to talk about the symposium. He was at the symposium, and he said that, I don't know how you say his name, Basiago, whatever, but he was talking about flowers on Mars with human heads and all sorts of things along that line. And he said that the people around him were sitting there in stunned disbelief, because they thought, he said his impression was that this guy might not have all his oars in the water.
Now, there was a song in the 60s, The Rain, the Park, and Other Things, where they mentioned the flower girl. Maybe that's where it comes from.
I wouldn't know, but I mean, how? I just don't understand. This is not the MUFON that I joined. I keep reiterating that statement. If they have people like that as speakers, something is wrong. I don't mind going to a conference and having a wide gamut of opinions. I loved the UFO crash retrieval conferences. I was so sorry when they ended those. I went to the last three of them. I loved those events, and they had a pretty wide range of speakers, you know, for people to choose from. And I liked that. But I like a little evidence with my UFOs and aliens, like I like cream in my coffee. I can't do just wild speculation. It doesn't work for me.
You see what happens? Now you got me started reading the lyrics for The Rain, The Park, and other things. It was sung by a family group that later broke up when the family broke apart, called the Cowsills. And it starts, saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. And then I knew she could make me happy, happy. Forget it. I remember when the late comedian Steve Allen would take rock and roll songs and read them like Shakespearean plays. That was a crazy shtick from the 50s, 60s. Anyway, proceed.
Well, there were some remarkable lyrics to songs in that era. I mean, absolutely. We could start talking about that. We'd do another 3 hours.
Sure.
I was just thinking, I have to say, you did key me to think up. You were talking about lyrics and whatnot. For some reason, it made me wonder if MUFON is like MacArthur's Park, and it's the cake that got left out in the rain.
Of course, that was Jimmy Webb. Jimmy Webb wrote that song, MacArthur Park.
I know. There was a long pause. I guess that didn't go over. But yes, Jimmy Webb was a great lyric writer.
He's still around, but I guess he had his creative peak then. Of course, he had, you know, Galveston was another big song that was with Glenn Campbell. I'm looking up Summer Rain, a song sung by Johnny Rivers back in the 60s, written by a guy named Carl Thomas. Anyway, why are we doing this? Because it's Summer of Love.
Ha, 1968.
Well, the 60s were full of all sorts of other things. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, I'm sure there was people seeing a number of...
By the way, it's a different Summer Rain. The one that Johnny Rivers sing is a different one. Okay. A Jimi Hendrix song, believe it or not. I'm looking at the...
Wow.
Summer Rain. And then Belinda Carlisle sang a song called Summer Rain that was totally different from that Summer Rain. It's like you have these songs with the same name and different composers. Who cares? More to come on the PowerCast, I guess. We'll get away from the pop culture because we can do a second show on that. James Clarkson, Gene Steinberg, Randall Murphy, you're in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So that could be a trivia question sometime. How many songs out there, pop songs, have the same name? I guess you can't copyright the name of a song. Okay? Just think about that. James Clarkson, Gene, and Randall, Chris O'Brien on special assignment. We're continuing with the craziness here. The MUFON conference about the secret space program, for which there's really, really not any real evidence that we have any such thing. I mean, we have spy satellites. And on last week's episode of After the Paracast, Chris mentions his friend Ron Regeer, who's an aerospace engineer. And he said, you know, the military companies, the companies building this stuff, they knew who was doing what. And there's no evidence of this. Again, you know, beyond spy satellites. We don't have people who landed on the moon. But then how many trillions of dollars did Donald Rumsfeld say was missing before 9/11?
You know, yeah, that's a whole other conspiracy.
Speaking of conspiracies, by the way, I do want to report, we learned as we were doing this show that Jim Mars has died.
That is a great loss.
Mr. Conspiracy Theory himself. Now, I know he had kidney problems and maybe a kidney transplant or something, but then the news came down today that he had died. Wikipedia doesn't have details, but it did mention his death on August 2nd. That's when we're doing this show. We might do something there on conspiracy theories to honor his memory. We do that with people from time to time, one of the things that we do in the past.
He was a great writer, and I've often thought that if I ever taught a class on basic ufology, I would use his book, The Alien Agenda, because it was so clear and well put together. He will be missed. At least I know. I'm I'm very sad to hear this news. That's a terrible, sad thing to end this show on, I guess, but it is what it is.
Yeah, he was on the Paracast, I don't know, twice. I know we have that episode on our site. We also have an official Paracast YouTube channel, a real one that's up there now. There's a fake one, too, but you know who the real one is. The real one has artwork from Red Pill Junkie. And if you look up the Paracast, you'll see it right on top. But there's somebody up there with a pretend official Paracast channel, and we're slowly whittling that away. The way it works with YouTube, by the way, is it's three strikes, you're out. So when I see something like that, I simply file three separate small complaints, knowing that by the third one, they'll get the message, or the message will get them. Now, this is not the first MUFON symposium with wacky people. It's just the wackiest. I mean, they've had contactees on there before, haven't they?
Oh, I'd have to go back through and check the list. I've only been able to attend a few of these. I attended the one in 95 because it was in Seattle, and I was actually the security for that event, and I got to throw Philip Klass out of the event. It was one of my favorite moments in my whole time in ufology. And I went to the one in 2013 in Las Vegas in the same location as now, and I've been to a few other MUFON-related events over the years. But going to the symposium regularly, that takes a lot of money and time, because they do not give any breaks financially to the state directors. That's another one of my pet peeves, is that you give them hundreds of hours of your time, I guess you would call it sweat equity, and you really don't get anything in return.
Oh, yeah. I remember volunteering to sift through their files, find the good ones, put together reports. I didn't have a lot of income at the time. And, you know, I said, look, can I do this? And sort of to pay my membership and, to, you know, just, I'll do this for you for absolutely nothing. Just forward me the reports and I'll start doing this for you. And I mean, it took months to even get a reply. And then the answer was no, but they could sell me the reports for something like at the time, because this was, before the internet was popular. It was like $5 to $10 a mailer. And, you know, how am I supposed to afford that if you want to put 200 or 300 reports together? It's just ridiculous.
Well, that of course is the problem. It always ends up coming down to the money, which is how we got into this, I think how we got into this dilemma to begin with. And I also have to say that in order to get someone who is highly skilled in business management and development, you're going to have to pay them a lot of money, which is true in the case of MUFON.
So then why can't we get the community itself? I mean, we hear this sort of commentary over and over again, and yet we never see a group of people, of like-minded people, actually get together and really put their minds together to create something in a cooperative manner. Everybody seems to be sort of defending their own little piece of turf. And if anybody gets too close, it's like, no, no, I'm not interested in doing what you're doing, but you're sure welcome to come and help me with mine. So we get this jigsaw puzzle of pieces that don't really fit well and of people who are more in competition with each other than trying to cooperate. How can we solve that?
Well, it would be nice to have a very rich donor who would help us set up a website ongoing and pay for the maintenance so that we could have the sort of internet meeting platform where we could operate an organization, you know, like I keep coming back to the Blue Blurry Lines people, because I honestly think they're the model for UFO research in the future. I so admire what they've done, what they did.
We're talking here about a group of maybe half a dozen people or so. Skeptics, believers, people in the middle of the road. Small number of people, not a big organization soliciting memberships. They came together for one purpose, and that was it. There may be another case for which they come together. So maybe tiny groups is the answer. Instead
That's
of having one multinational organization, one large, all-encompassing group trying to get bigger and bigger, and sinking from what they have to do to get bigger.
I happen to agree with you, because I think the problem is that when you have the national organization, the administrative aspects of the organization end up drowning out your original purpose. And that is what I believe has happened to MUFON. We have lost the UFOs in the organization of MUFON.
Now, is it possibly frustration here? The reason is this organization started in 1969. And one of the questions I've asked here is, what has MUFON done to advance the cause of UFO research in all those years? And the answer is, I don't know, not much of anything. Was it 49 years? 48 years of MUFON, 1969. And what have they accomplished? It's the same cases, a lot of the same people, the same meetings, reaching an older and older audience, which is one of the problems with these UFO symposiums, is that the people who attend are people closer in age to you and I, James, than someone even like a young whippersnapper like Randall. He's not quite that young. But you know what I mean. Certainly not the age of my son, who's 31. He's not someone who would go to one of those things. He'd be a rarity.
Maybe the model is broken. Maybe it doesn't work anymore.
Well, I think you've got a point there. I mean, that's why I started the thing that I've got going. And, well, actually, Gene and Chris are both parts of that as well. So
I would like to hear more about that at some point, or maybe you can send me a link or tell me about it, because I'm certainly open to possibilities and I'm interested in making new connections.
You know what, Randall, why don't you take a couple of minutes at the beginning of her final segment, you know, 2 or 3 minutes, and explain to him what your organization's about. Then I'll ask James to tell us where he goes from here to pursue his research into the UFO enigma. We have James Clarkson, Gene Steinberg, Randall Murphy. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best, because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, before we return to James Clarkson, J. Randall Murphy, you've got an organization, Ufology Society International. Tell us more.
Right, well, back in about 1989, this is when I, just after I'd encountered some of the problems we were talking about with MUFON, I thought, well, why not start something else under a different model? Something where people wouldn't run into the bureaucratic roadblocks and that would free them up to do their own thing and be able to be recognized, get published on the internet, and yet have it be somewhat moderated by someone who is level-headed and interested in the facts with also a partially skeptical, healthy skeptical attitude. So I started USI. We've got about 2,200 members or so in 22 countries. We don't charge dues. We don't have a bureaucratic structure. We don't have these kinds of problems, but we do have an organizational problem. We have a situation where we have quite a few members, but getting them to cooperate to do something is the trick. So if there's ethical issues, well, members are free to just either recognize those people as members or colleagues or whatever. There's no real structure that way. We can't be infiltrated. We can't be shut down. It's an informal network. And it has survived since 1989. We've still got the site online. So to me, it's almost a perfect foundation for what we need, but it's just getting people to take advantage of it. That's been the hard part. Because of this problem where we've got everybody defending their own little piece of turf, wanting to do it their way, they don't want to push themselves in a direction where they might compromise that.
This is exciting. It makes a lot of sense. And I respect you for the fact that you admit up front what the limitations are. And the problems that we've described that are occurring in MUFON appear to me to be the problems that we're encountering in the entire field of ufology. I agree. We're still waiting for something bigger or more definitive to happen. I think we all are. And meanwhile, we've got a huge signal versus noise problem that cuts across all aspects of ufology. We're getting lost in all of the just insane, excessive reports that I can't imagine, you know, how many of them are actually real. Probably not too terribly many.
Well, that's why I joined up with the Paracast here and have kind of joined forces with Gene and Chris because, well, that's their motto, separating the signal from the noise. It's what we do here. We try to do our best, and it's not always appreciated because sometimes we have to say, well, you know, how do you know that? And yet when I hear cases like the one you described from June, she viewed herself a structured, real craft, something that looked like it was not one of ours. And how many other witnesses do we have that have seen those things? I think the whole idea of disclosure is irrelevant to the people who know that there is a reality to the phenomena, and that maybe we'd be better off focusing our attention on those cases and on the people, like Gene says, the actual people are the evidence. We know, those of us who've seen these things, that it's real. That's what we need to focus on. Get away from the politics.
Boy, you said that very, very well. All I can do is say bravo. That really is the problem in a nutshell. And I believe this is the problem we strayed away from. I think that Dr. J. Allen Hynek did a really good job of basically analyzing this phenomenon and breaking it down. I mean, was it perfect? Was it all-inclusive? No. But he deliberately excluded lights in the sky as evidence. They're interesting, you know, and you might see something really spectacular in the sky 10 miles away, but is that going to answer the question of what UFOs are? No, it's not, because we're never going to get to the bottom of it.
I think we've made some progress, but it takes a lot of analysis. That's more what I do. I look at the situation and I say, okay, well, how can we apply critical thinking to this problem and come up with something that makes sense? I mean, Hynek was doing much the same thing. The lights in the sky, those were the nocturnal lights, of course, and there was a number of classifications for those. If one, for example, pulled some relatively impossible maneuver in front of a landmark of a known distance, then that was given much more credibility than, say, one much further up in the sky where you couldn't tell how far away it is. It might be a firefly. It might be a satellite.
Yes, that's exactly the problem with lights in the sky, and it's what I call busy work. In MUFON, that's been the busy work. Everybody who reports a light in the sky, there's a mandatory lengthy form that has to be completed. Even the form itself has problems because a person wants to report a UFO, and we give them a form that they open up. The Internal Revenue Service would be proud of the MUFON reporting form because it's bewildering, overwhelming, and has many, many blanks that they want you to fill out. And, of course, almost nobody fills them out.
And, of course, once again, it doesn't ask about the witness. It asks about the event.
You are so right about that, Gene. I know you keep bringing this up, but I have to really say that, again, really the people themselves are the evidence. When a person sees something, it's not simply just, well, I saw something and therefore it might have been real, but there's a lot of good reasons to think that if a person sees something, something was actually there. There's the stimulus response. It's a scientific phenomenon.
Okay, James, last couple of minutes. What are your plans for the future? You freed yourself from MUFON. Where do you go from here?
Well, number one, I've created something called the UFO Research Group, and I'm working on getting the website. Once again, that's been slowed down by the personal issues that I'm dealing with, but I'm going to be seeking out a few researchers, and I emphasize few, to work on the cases that I've described, hopefully with Peter Davenport, Bill Puckett, and whatever other cases that I can find. Obviously, I would love to find another June Crane. I would always like to talk to law enforcement officers or pilots or military people. Because of my law enforcement background, I think that I understand the issues that a law enforcement officer might face. When I was back in Eureka Springs, I ended up talking to a Missouri highway patrolman, now retired, who got chased by a UFO while he was on duty. You know, those are the kinds of reports I would like to devote myself to. I'm working on a historical project related to Deputy Dale Spower of the Portage County, Ohio Sheriff's Office. He was part of one of the most famous police pursuits of all time on April 17, 1966. Mm-hmm. I've got a number of research projects that I want to devote myself to. And quite frankly, being away from MUFON will allow me to do a much better job.
If someone wants to get in touch with you, where do they go?
My email is very simple, UFOReality, all one word, @comcast.net. I have a website, JamesClarkson, UFO.com.
Hey, you can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast or at the Paracast if we're going to use precision with Twitter. There are also two official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. You're welcome to come pay us a visit and post something in our timeline. We also have that other radio show, After the Paracast, and this weekend our special guest will be Robert Powell, who recently stepped down as the Director of Research for MUFON, and we'll talk about the things he's been doing. And Chris should be back for that one. After the Paracast, available only if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. You get the commercial-free version of this show, other benefits. Prices start just $1.49 a week, which is less than half the price of a Starbucks coffee. So if you want to know more, check out Plus, P-L-U-S dot, theparacast.com. Learn how to sign up, and you'll get lots of benefits, the commercial-free version of this show, After the Paracast podcast, videos, more content coming from Paul Kimball's Other Side of Truth as soon as he finishes recording that new ghost hunting show that he's working on. James Clarkson, thank you for telling us about what you've done and what you plan to do. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you for this opportunity. It's really been a pleasure meeting you and discussing the issues.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.